Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And you're listening to...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast.
Hi! Okay, let's do this.
Kamusta ka? Kamusta ka?
Okay lang. Ito, bangag pa rin. Still trying to recover financially from the holidays. Pero we're getting there. Ikaw, kamusta? Tagal natin hindi nag-usap. Parang ang dami nangyari sa'yo, ha?
Oo nga. Parang ayoko nang, mag-live.
What do you mean, ayaw mo nang mag-live?
Ayoko nang mag-live sa city life. Parang gusto ko nang bumalik sa,
Saan?
Sa probinsya life.
Sa ka ba galing? Anong probinsya ba pinuntahan mo?
Ayun, this month, parang nakakita ulit ako ng dagat. Tapos parang last year, parang regular naman tayong nakakapunta ng dagat. Pero ayun ko yung tama sa akin this year. Parang ayoko nang umuwi.
Saan dagat ba yung pinuntahan mo?
Sa Laon yun. Kung ano-anong dagat-dagatan.
Talaga? Ano sa tingin mo yung like... pang short conversation lang. Papasok sa... Medyo related naman siya sa topic natin eh.
Ayun na nga.
Bakit? Anong meron sa La Union? Or anong meron na na-experience mo na biglang gusto mo na lumipat?
Alam mo, hindi ko ma-describe. Kasi pare-pareho lang naman ang dagat. Pero nagkaroon ako ng feeling ng parang liberated ako. Kahit independent na ako namumuhay, parang mas naramdaman kong I'm free. Tapos ang simple lang ng buhay.
Free from what?
I don't know. Baka free from sin.
Baka yung hassle ng yung hassle ng city life.
Siguro.
The traffic and all that. Yeah, all the busyness.
Ayun. Tapos pinag-isipan ko, ano bang ginagawa ko sa buhay? Is this what I want as I grow old?
And that is gonna be our topic for this episode. Smooth. So yeah, pinag-iisipan namin ni Daryl ko ano pwedeng mapag-usapan na hindi pa namin napag-uusapan. And we thought, kasi we are both in our late 20s now, we're entering our 30s soon. And we thought of asking ourselves, what do we want to achieve before 30? Or at least, pag 30 na tayo, ano yung inaasahan natin ma-achieve natin?
Ilang taon ka na ba, Kesh? Ate Kesh?
Ate Kesh ang pula! So, tanda ka
sa akin. Ako, 1995.
Oh, lala! You wish, bro. I'm 28.
Parang ang lungkot naman ng topic na to kasi parang yung things that you want to achieve before 30, ilang buwan na lang yung meron ako to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Kaya nga inisip ko, hindi naman necessarily before 30. Siguro, siguro ang flow ng conversation natin would be, what are the things that we thought we would be achieving before 30?
Ay, sige, pwede yan.
And now that we are approaching 30, what have we already achieved and what are the things na, ay shit, hindi pala ganun kasimple. Akala natin we'll have our shit together at 30, pero hindi pala ganun. And then now that we are almost at 30, what do we plan on achieving then?
Sige nga.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. So because of that, I'll throw that first question to you. I think I wanna be a listener at this point.
You're always a listener. I always talk.
Hindi, ikaw muna yung sumagot this time.
Sige. First sagot. Okay.
Uh-oh. Ilang taon ka na kasi?
28, yeah.
So ate nga kita.
Ay, what this information, historical revisionism is happening? Anong ate ako? Tigil-tigil ka. Anyway, yeah, okay. So, go back to the first question. Ano na yon?
Ano yung plano mo bago ka maging 30 na sana ma-achieve mo?
Siyempre, nung bata-bata pa ako, college years, I had the impression na early 20s, I'll have my shit together. Na ganyan. Siyempre, na dun na yung I thought I would be settling down, I would have a career, I probably would have a kid or two.
Uh-huh.
Which is na-achieve ko naman.
eto medal. Halika dito, bigyan kita medal.
But it's funny kasi the way I had it in mind was not how I achieved it, but I got there.
Can you describe what what you had in mind? Can you describe it? Because you have a career, you have kids, you are settled down. In fact, you can't get out of where you are now, right now.
Because I'm so settled down.
Yeah. So how did you imagine it before?
I don't know. I guess I would be happier.
Sa tawa mong yan, di ka pa masaya. Charot.
I thought we all have that hope.
Napaka deep naman. Wait lang. Sabi mo, I guess you could have been happier. So, does it mean you are sad?
I imagine that I would be happier. No, I am happy. Pero, alam mo yung, I think it's natural naman for us to always keep looking for more. Na alam mo yung parang, you always ask at the end of the day, is there more to this?
So, like, more children?
No, enough na ako sa children.
Work, more workload. Ganyan ba?
Hindi naman.
More children, more workload, more weight to settle you down.
But para puro negative yung lalang binanggit mo?
Hindi nga negative eh. Positive nga nag-add pa ako eh, di ba?
No, what I meant to say when I said more was like, I ask myself na, is there more to life than this? Like, you think na when you've already got to this point before you turn 30, you'll already be happy and content. But, ayun nga, tinatamaan ka pa rin ang tanong na, ito na ba yun?
I think you need Jesus in your life.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do. How about you? Ikaw naman. When you were young, what were the things that you thought you would be achieving before you turned 30?
Feeling ko same as yours. I did not, wala akong binigay na deadline na, by 30 dapat may ganito. So, walang age. Ang nasa isip ko lang, tsaka alam mo naman to, na ako yung taong hindi nagpaplano with these kinds of things. Parang, I go with the flow and try to act as strategic as possible with it. Kasi we know that the universe will fuck you up, right? So parang, since college, ang gusto ko lang naman mangyari ay to live a better life than where I was back then. To have a career that I can be proud of. In fact, parang a non-corporate career. Yun yung iniisip ko before eh.
What's a non-corporate career? Can you give me an example?
Yung for example, like social work, para sa bayan work, ganyan. Hindi ka sa korporasyon. Tapos, ayun, parang I would have a family. Not necessarily yung biological family, pero people that would stick with me. Tapos, syempre, nung college ako, madalas ko na rin iniisip na ini-imagine ko yung mga previous relationships ko noon na it would last long until like such a time that you are 30 or 40.
Yeah.
But of course, that did not happen.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever will. So, So para sa mga nakikinig, marami doon ang hindi natupad kasi nasa corporate work ako ngayon at yung wala akong jowa na nagla-last. That's so sad.
Does it have to be sad?
It's so sad because I did not get to fulfill that childhood or early adulthood imagination or fantasy. But wala naman akong choice but to be happy with what I have right now, right? So I won't call it sad in that lens.
I also wouldn't call it wala kang choice. May choice ka naman na magbumukmuk ka about it. But if you want to be happy about it, you can. That's a choice.
Pwede pala
ako. That's a choice, yeah.
Minsan, nagbumukmuk ako. Pag mababasahod ko, ganyan, gumukmuk ako.
Among the things that you've mentioned that you thought you'd be achieving before you turn 30, ano dun yung mga sa tingin mong nakuha naman, natupad naman?
Yung I am living independently and more comfortably than when I was in college.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I think I'm, alam mo yun, it's, I've been lucky and privileged enough to have gotten to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ikaw okay. ba? Marami bang hindi na
na-achieve?
Natupad. The small things here and there. Ito. Fast talk. Pinangarap mo bang magkaroon ng sariling bahay?
Oo naman. Did I think I would achieve it before I hit 30?
Yeah. Like, did you really... Kasi iba yung... Ito ha, I want to make things clear. Iba yung tanong na, oo, syempre, why not? Gusto kong magkaroon ng bahay. Uh-huh. Iba yun ha. Iba yun sa... Nagkaroon ka ng conscious decision na, oh my God, pagdating ko at a later age, I want to have a house. Ganyan. So, did you really fantasize and want to have your own house?
Oo, parang kasama kasi yun ng, di ba, sabi ko, I pictured myself having my own family. And kasama yun eh, parang like getting my shit together is having my own family settling down in a house that is mine. Na merong sasakyan, ganon. Alam mo yun, may yung financial security, financial stability. I actually did imagine that I'd be having those things before I hit 30. Kasi for me, nun 26 was already old. Imagine, I thought 26 was old. So I pictured myself na I would already have achieved those things before I hit 30. But alas, the universe does not work that way.
I know. Haven't you thought about it na during our parents' time, parang it was so easy for them. Ewan ko, ayoko sanang i-invalidate yung experience ng mga parents natin or yung generation, not necessarily our parents per se, but yung generations before us. Parang it was all about buying houses, getting a car, right? And it seemed so easy for them. Kasi, ako, right now, or hindi ko alam ha, baka ang hirap lang sa generation natin. Kasi pagka-graduate ng college, kahit porsigido kang magkumuha ng kotse or bumili ng sasakyan, or bumili ng bahay at lupa, parang sa sahod na 17,000, 15,000, 13,000 entry level after graduation,
mm-mm,
paano ka naman makakabili ng bahay? Mm-hmm.
Aside sa inflation, so, kasi talaga. Given na yun, oo. And aside sa, you know, the shift in economy and whatnot, I am not an economist. I cannot explain all that shit. In my mind, in my own opinion, maybe because the generation before us, like, for example, our parents' generation, iba yung goal nila sa goal natin or as we became adults. I think they were more focused on their goal on settling down. Whereas yung sa atin, hindi siya naging goal, mukha lang, more on like we just envisioned it. But when we got to a certain age, for example, when we got at 22, 23, we realized now, wait, we don't, kasi sa generation natin, it's true, right? Like, tayo yung generation na hindi nagmamadali na mag-settle down. We were actually the generation that wanted to live a little more than, you know, settling down into marriage and having a family. We wanted more out of life than that. We wanted to experience more. And so our lifestyle was a bit different, if not a bit, much more different than our parents. Kasi, for example, sila, when they got to work, maybe after college, they've already, you know, gotten into relationships. Nasa utak na nila na, okay, I will settle down. Mag-iipon ako and this money is gonna go into buying a house and, you know, building a family here. Pero we didn't really have that mindset then. Like, we might have had it, like, in the beginning. Pero as we grew up, in college, we were like, you know what? We actually don't have to do that. We can experience more out of life. Like, you know, traveling. And, yun nga, yung sa lifestyle din, iba din. So, our money, again, aside sa inflation, our money was going somewhere else din. You know what I mean? And it's not the bad stuff. It's just a different means or avenues to find happiness and joy out of our lives.
So, babalik tayo dun sa unang tanong, Kesh. Ibig sabihin, yung sinabi mo kanina, fake news ka, hindi yun yung goals mo. So, ano talaga, ano yung more to life than just settling down did you mean?
Hindi siya fake news. Wow naman, kasi makaano ka naman na fake
hindi,
news
kasi
ka
sabi mo kasi, hindi, parang kasi nagko-contradict mo na yung sarili mo.
Hindi. Sinabi ko nga, diba, at some point in our lives, we've envisioned that this is what I wanted. I was talking about like my younger self, my college self, early college. But then when I grew up a bit, that's where I realized na, oh, I wanted more out of life. And then that's when no sinabi ko, ay gusto ko maging free, ganyan. I want to, you know, live life more, travel. That's what I thought then, you know, before I hit 30. Tapos the universe apparently got the first request na, hindi, sabi niya gusto niya mag-settle down. Gusto niya magkaanak agad. Gusto niya magkaasawa. O sige, yan na ibibigay ko. Yun ata narinig ng universe. Tapos no take backs ata. Ganyan. No return, no exchange. Yun yung binigay sa akin. Which I'm grateful for naman. Like, I'm so grateful to have my kids because I realized yun na, I mean, aside that both of my children are bringing me, you know, joy. Aside dun, I also acknowledge and realize na a lot of people in my age are also wanting to settle down, but, or like, you know, have a partner or have kids, and they can't.
Yeah, like now that I think about it, nung pinalaki ako, parang ang in-ingrain sa akin, sa utak ko ay, kailangan paglaki mo, makasettle down ka. Pamilya, bahay, lupa, sasakyan. Ganun eh. It's very specific.
Yeah.
And nothing else. I was, sinusubukan kong i-recall yung sinasabi ng parents ko na, oh, I want you to be successful. And by successful, meaning you travel, you eat anything you want. Hindi ganun eh. It's hindi always ganun. Bahay, lupa, sasakyan, pamilya. Yung apat na yun.
Oh. Because that was their goals.
So, inisip ko, ano pa ba yung iba?
Yeah. That's true.
Eh, ngayon, inisip ko, like, so, saan tayo tutungo? Doon pa rin ba?
That's the other question that we will talk about in this podcast. Pero, yeah, yun nga, diba? Like, our goals are formed by, like, how we were raised. But eventually, they change kasi we find our own paths. We realize things on our own na, oh, that's not what I wanted pala. Like, it was something else. It's something else. And sometimes, it's kind of hard to, I think that's the point where some of the people in our generation kind of feel lost. Parang, so kung hindi yun ang gusto ko, yung sinasabi ng magulang ko, ano? Diba?
Ano ka ba yung gusto kong ma-achieve?
Diba?
Damn, ano nga ba? Ano nga ba yung gusto kong ma-achieve pag nag-30 ako? Kasi ayoko na lang magkaroon ng bahay. Like, gusto ko nag-rent lang ako kasi I don't want to confine myself in a place. Diba, alam mo yan? Pag nagkaroon ka ng trabaho sa Makati, tapos yung bahay na inaipundar mo na sa Lecheng, Cavite, diba, na traffic na ngayon. Diba? Ang dami kong kilala na mas matanda sa akin, nagpundar ng bahay, pero nasa Makati ang work nila. Tapos na nasa Sante sila, diba? So, o kaya they had to like leave the company. And ang dahil sa bababa naman ng employment rate, ang pinakamalapit na nakapitan nilang trabaho ay nasa QC. So, Cavite to QC, ganyan, parang ang hirap. Diba? Diba? So, parang
ayaw mo mapunta sa ganong sitwasyon.
Like, at mahirap din naman yung sinasabi ng mga salespeople sa
real estate
na, hindi, bumili ka ng property, iparent mo. Tanga eh na, sobrang ano yun, sobrang for super privileged people yun. Kasi like, saan mo kukunin yung pambayad ng amortization mo, tapos yung pambayad ng rent mo at the same time sa bahay na hindi natitirahan mo. Alam mo yung ganong transition?
Yeah. Parang,
ang hirap bumili, mag-handle ng two properties at the same time. At least for me. So, like,
I mean, yeah.
It's hard, right?
It is.
Diba? Like, how? So, what then do I want?
So like, I like what you said kasi it also reflects na parang our goals really will have to change eventually. Kasi kailangan siyang iakma sa kung ano yung nangyayari, like in the current, in, like, current situation. Like, those factors are out of our control. So, what do we do then? How do we find, like, how do we set goals for ourselves? And if they change, what do we do?
Alam mo, feeling ko I can't answer that question. I don't think I have long-term goals in life.
Yeah.
I think, ha? I think, hindi ko sure kung defense mechanism ko siya ever since college.
Probably.
Na I would probably at least want to survive it day by day. It's parang yung long-term goals ko would be like just a little months ahead. Ang downfall siguro nun, because I don't plan for like 3 years, 5 years, is that I get anxious na andito pa ba ako sa current company ko 3 years from now? I'm not sure because I've never tried it. I've been switching companies for like 1 year, 2 years, lilipat na.
3 years, yeah.
So, kasi like, stupid capitalism.
Yeah, because it happens, right?
Stupid labor oppression.
Yeah.
Diba? So, I don't have goals, Kesh. Do you? Because I would love to hear what your goals are. Siguro, I can come up with a made-up answer now that if you give me like a minute or two to think about it, I have default answers on my head. But to tell you honestly, I don't think I have it.
Okay. Well, I'll let you think about that while I answer your question if I do have some goals. Since may mga fixed stuff na sa life ko, sa'yo kasi like you have, I would say, the privilege of making adjustments here and there kasi you're not tied up into something like fixed. Ako, there are factors na fixed na sa akin. Like, for example, having kids. So that's a fixed factor. Like, I cannot
you can
reverse.
Always
I cannot reverse having
kids.
I cannot reverse having kids, right? So I would think my goal is to have a house to settle in. It not doesn't necessarily have to be mine, but I'd like to find a place where I would definitely want to settle in and like raise my kids there, and it's a good environment. And I know na hindi siya mag-change abruptly like sa city na, alam mo yun, like in Baguio. Diba ngayon sobrang traffic na sa Baguio, which is so annoying. And that when we were kids, it wasn't like that before. And when we were in college, we had a plan na, or we were thinking na, you know what, I will settle down here when I can. Like, pupunta muna ako ng Manila to, di ba, yeah, we had that talk before, yeah, na, like, yeah, punta muna ako ng Manila to work, and then pag I nakapag-ipon na ako, I will settle down back in Baguio. But now when we went back to Baguio and we saw how crowded it was, that changed. And we were like, hell no, I cannot.
I'm not gonna come back.
Yeah, this is not the Baguio that I grew up with. So that changed too, right? So for me, when I think of settling down, I would have to factor in, yun nga, like it has to be a good enough environment for me to raise my kids for like
what
10 years at least.
What and where?
That's the question that I have yet to come up, like, to come up with an answer with. But I have a couple of places in mind.
Ito yung podcast episode na, ano, ang dami natin tanong, tapos wala tayong
sagot. Walang sagot.
Hindi ko talaga
dito,
alam kung
dito wala tayong nagka-come up ng sagot.
Oo, kasi parang inisip ko, okay, so based on your answers, mag-rent.
Yes, magre-rent. Magre-rent ako, oo. Okay. Pero alam mo yung iniisip ko, yung ang inisip ko kasi location, not a specific house. Like, a location,
nga, location
at least. Kung saan ako pwede.
Saan mo gusto? Ano yung top of
gaya, gaya.
Oh my God. Oo, lipat na tayo sa La Union.
Pero yes, like, that would be ideal. Kasi I was thinking about
malapit
it.
Malapit sa Baguio.
Malapit sa beach.
4 hours sa Manila. Malapit sa beach. May bundok din.
Pero yeah, we'll get there. Isa yun sa mga factor na kailangan kong, alam mo yun, pag-isipan.
Marami namang beach sa Pilipinas. Pwede namang Dumaguete.
Wow.
Mag-move kaya tayo sa Mindanao, ganyan.
Hindi tayo marunong mag-Bisaya or mag-ano.
Oh, bakit? It's a new world. Are you open to it?
like, sobrang layo naman, Mari.
Mari, bakit ka malayo from what?
From our friends.
Oh, it's just a plane ride. An hour and 30.
You know, a plane ride is expensive.
And so is La Union Travel. Like, if you ride
a car. But it's at least closer. You know what I'm saying? You know that it is at least closer than Mindanao. Bruh, Mindanao? Are you kidding me?
Bakit? Alam mo, I dare you.
Alam mo, naisip ko, Cebu.
Oh, malayo pa din yun. Gaga ka ba?
At least mas malapit kaysa sa Davao.
Bakit ang sinabi ko bang
Davao? Visayas? Sabi mo, Mindanao eh.
Oh, sige. Diba? Oh, Cebu.
Gusto ko yung pinag-uusapan natin dito sa podcast kung saan tayo nilipat.
Sorry guys, kasi wala na kaming ibang goals in life. But to like really just settle down and be happy.
Siguro kung fast talk to at sasagutin ko with one word kung ano yung gusto ko, freedom.
Okay.
Freedom!
Next fast talk. Mabilis ha, mabilis na sagot. Freedom from what?
From capitalism!
Hate to break it to you, hon, but like, Cebu we'll is full of capitalism.
We will never be free. No, as so, long as we are alive. No. Give me a minute to think about like free
hindi,
from what.
Fast talk.
Take a long.
Hindi, meron kang sagot. Fini-filter mo lang eh. Fast talk. Freedom from what?
Freedom from thinking about others' opinions on how I would live my life and raise my kids, I guess.
Okay. Deactivate Facebook.
Yeah. I know. Like, I know people will always have their opinions. And that's something that I'm still getting in terms with. So, let's to the last question. Because our last question is, what are the things that you think you'll be achieving now in your 30s that you weren't able to achieve in your 20s?
I don't know, Kesh. I don't have an answer to that.
If you were going to manifest something that you want to achieve.
Well, I can say that I want more money. I can say that I want more relationships. I can say that I want more food in my ref. Diba?
Okay, that's good enough.
Ah, okay, that's good enough. Okay, yun.
That's good enough.
Ganyan. In the world of capitalism and speaking selfishly, malamang to want more above what I already have would be my default answer. Pero, if you come to think about it, parang things that are deeper than that, I don't know.
Nangangapa lang talaga tayo sa episode na to.
Wait lang, kung may millennial na nakikinig dito sa podcast ngayon, kausapin nyo kami, please. Like, kung ikaw ay nagkaroon ng goals at may goals at na-achieve mo, please sulatan nyo kami. Special request, please. Kasi like, King Ina, hanggang ngayon, wala akong maisip. As a millennial.
Alam mo, I did the homework. Kasi, wala nagre-respond sa atin. So, nagtanong na ako. Nagtanong na ako ng mga tao. I ask a few of my colleagues who are already in their 30s.
Okay.
My question was, if you could go back and talk to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell them so that, you know, they could do something differently when they're gonna go into their 30s?
Interesting.
And some of them answered like they would continue in their Bitcoin mining idea and then sell it on November 2021. Ganyan. And then, ano pa, another answer that their colleague answered, don't be a pushover. What's a pushover?
I don't know. I think that's a boomer thing.
But he also said, I know, you stand up for your own, which I agree on. That's also something that I would tell my younger self.
Have you not?
Yes, I have not. I have not stood up for myself for a lot of times. And that is one of my goals pala. This coming, like, when I turn 30, I will stand by what I want. I will honor what I want and not adjust it to what others want. Kasi I have been doing that for the longest time before.
Yeah, and
it has changed.
Goal.
Yeah, it's changed everything in my life drastically. Na alam mo yung parang napapaisip ako na shit, sana hindi ko nalang ginawa talaga yun. Sana I stuck by what I wanted and I should have stood up for myself and did not do this or did this instead. Like, so that's a good thing. Oo, alam mo yon. May onting regret, pero syempre that's gonna hold you down. So you just try to turn it into a life lesson na lang kasi
try to gaslight yourself.
Yeah, gaslight yourself into thinking. You know what? I can still change things. But you know what? You might.
Okay, I got it. Ano pa sabi ng iba?
Sabi, huwag papadala sa advice di lang ng iba. Sabi.
Nambubulabog ka ng ano, ng mga workmates.
Nambubulabog ako ng workmates. yung iba naman sabi, ano? Sabi, huwag ka na mag-diet. Tataba ka din. Sabi niya.
Mag-diet ka ba before? Parang, kaya
ako?
Tayo feeling ko hindi tayo nagda-diet kasi parang yung default
hindi,
diet
pero,
natin
ano,
is the poverty diet.
Yeah. Pero there was a lot of self-hatred ongoing there. Uh-oh. You know? So I think that would reflect more on just accept what happens to your body, accept that your body changes and that's okay. Ano pa, sabi.
Hoy, ang gaganda ha, ang wise. Doon ka na lang ako, feeling ko, based sa sinabi nila, nadadraft ko na yung sagot ko.
Nadadraft na. Okay,
oo, sige. Pero makinig pa tayo. Ano pa sabi nila?
Sabi ng isang colleague ko, the waiting will be worth it. So I guess this is pertaining to starting something na hindi mo pa nakikita o nararamdaman yung payoff. Pero pag pinagtiyagaan mo lang at consistent mong ginawa, the waiting will be worth it, which is a great advice. So another colleague was talking about her mom guilt kasi she was also a mom in her 20s and there was a lot of mom guilt happening and I also feel that, so that resonated with me because there's a lot of mom guilt happening.
Okay.
My other question was, if you have an advice to give to 20-year-olds now, late 20-year-olds who are turning 30 soon, so to us to, kung may advice kayo sa amin, ano yon? Their advice is, one said, widen your skill set, do it while you are young, and get some goddamn sleep. This is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think this talks about like taking care of yourself.
Wait, I'm taking notes para makasagot ako naman. Okay, game.
Okay,
ano pa?
Game. So yeah, widen your skill set, which is great kasi, 'di ba, time ang kalaban natin and sometimes there are some things na parang pwede nating pagtuunan ng like a niche pero hindi natin inano that may pay off yun in the future. So yun, sabi niya, widen your skill set. Another colleague said, travel, explore more stuff, and the last answer that I got from another colleague was invest in yourself.
Ang gaganda ng mga sagot. Parang, yeah. Ano ba yan si Darin? Hindi nakapag-self-reflect.
Okay.
Pero gusto ko yung goals nila. And I think I want to, like, plagiarize those goals. Plagiarize? To copy those goals. Na, when I reach 30 and above, I'm gonna get old. Andun yung crisis na, shit, ang tanda ko, napapangit na ako, magsasag ng face ko, ganyan. Pero I want to be in a state where, like, for example, I will accept myself and love myself more, regardless of what career I have, or what skill set I have, or, like, what face I still have, ganyan.
Face!
Tapos, ano, ayun, ni-take note ko talaga yung get a lot of sleep. Parang, I want to be an adult that has the privilege to, like, sleep a lot. Cause, like, that's a really privileged activity nowadays. But yung travel, diba? And, yun nga, yung last na sinabi mo kanina, parang,
Investing in yourself.
So, tama ka na. Health yun. Gusto ko, ano, makaka-afford ako ng skincare na...
Yeah.
So, it's not really a house. I think, feeling ko default, sagot natin yung...
Oo, no.
Yeah, a like, house. Wherever.
Something na...
A car, ano. Blah, blah, blah. A family, eme, a relationship. Feeling ko, ano, boomer teaching
boomer
sa atin.
Boomer answer yun. Yeah.
And it's... Yeah. Parang I kind of feel sad kasi parang up until a few minutes earlier, yun yung naka-ingrain sa utak ko.
Yeah.
Sa point na hindi ko masagot yung tanong mo. But, thank you sa colleagues mo.
Yes. Because, sabi ko nga sa kanila, honorary guests sila.
I know. Mas like, mas naging aware ako sa mga gusto ko sa buhay. Mas naging conscious ako na, yeah. So, 3-5 years from now, nakatulog pa rin ako ng maayos. Ganyan. Nakatravel pa rin ako. Nakapag-gym pa rin. Ganyan.
Although, ang tricky nung sleep part. Kasi, ito yung age na ang dami natin gustong gawin before we hit a certain age. Kasi alam natin, our bodies will give up on us soon. Pero at the same time, like, you know, you have to rest din. Yun yung nasa isip ko. Like, I wanna do all these things. But at the same time, I also want to, I feel the need to rest na. So I have to balance it. And it's tricky for me.
Baka nasa phase pa kasi yata tayo ng ano, as people who do not want to miss out. And so we would try to like stay up as much as possible because we want to witness whatever is going around us.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I still wanna watch a movie because like sayang naman yung oras, 1 hour. Pero gusto kong ano, dumating sa point na tanggap ko na sa sarili ko na I have to rest because this is a part of investing in myself and it is a privilege still.
Yeah.
Ikaw ba? Makikikopy ka din ba ng answer sa colleagues natin? Ang gaganda,
hindi,
diba?
Hindi, lahat sila nagre-resonate kasi like, alam mo, oh my God, that makes sense. Ganon. Warang, yeah, oo
like,
nga.
Oh my God, I want that too.
Yung investing in yourself is one thing that I'm already starting to do. Health-wise, hindi lang physical, mental health din. So, you know, you remove things that no longer serve a purpose for you or are dragging you down. So, toxic. Anything toxic, I'm trying to avoid it na. Except sa vape. We'll get there. We'll get
eventually.
There. Yeah. Hi. So, parang therapy session na naman ito. Pinag-isip
yun
na naman.
Yun nga eh. Kasi parang sa simula ng recording, talagang material shit.
Yeah,
tapos alam mo yung the vague answer of, I want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Pero hindi ko madig deeper lang. Oo, yung how. Hindi ko alam kung bangag lang ako or wala talaga siya sa subconscious ko. Pero nung narinig ko yung mga sagot ng colleagues mo, I think it is something I would want to have. And I think our co-millennials would want to have that. Because like, capitalism is shit. Freedom is an illusion. Settling down is an illusion. Diba? You will never settle down in this economy.
Yeah.
You will never find a career na 10 years ka doon unless if you're Jonas. Hi, Jonas.
Exactly what I thought. I was like, not if you're Jonas.
Pero like, other than Jonas, wala akong kilalang magsistay sa career nila for like 10 years because that's a boomer thing. Like, you have to like, get out and grow also.
Okay, kailangan natin bigyan ng context kasi may friend kami, pangalan niya si Jonas, nag-guest na siya din dito sa podcast. And he's been with his employer for like so many years and nabibilib kami.
Like,
how do you do it?
Pero you do you, diba? If that's what you do his boat, then I'm happy. I'm actually happy for him. Pero yun nga, I think millennials will relate na it's not about getting a house na. Because we will never get a... Ako, feeling ko, I won't be able to because it's so damn expensive.
I mean, would you want to if you could? Would you?
I wouldn't want to even if I could. Because yet again,
it really shifts.
My friends are scattered across places. And and if you want to like leave a traumatizing place, such as, for example, Kainta, because... Let's say that your relationship failed here and you don't want to go home to a place that reminds you of such abuse. Diba? Parang gusto mo rin lumipat. So,
yeah. That's a, example lang yun, ha? That's an example, right? Okay. Umaya, kasi isipin nila, totoo.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, that's true, that's true. As an end note, to all of the things that we've discussed. So, ito na yung part na kukontrahin na namin yung thesis statement namin. Charing.
Paano? Sige
about, nga. Hindi, about, you know, reaching stuff before you end, like, before you get to your 30s.
Mm.
One thing that I've also learned is, like, wala naman deadline sa mga gusto nating ma-achieve. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're living, as long as blood is running through your veins, you still will have the chance to do the things that you want to do and, you know, achieve those goals. Kasi I think madami ding nape-pressure sa generation natin. Madami pa rin nape-pressure na hala, gantong edad na ako, wala pa akong ganito, wala pa akong ganyan, hindi ko pa to nagagawa, hindi ko pa yan nagagawa. And nakaka-depress yun. Sometimes, pag nalulunod ka sa thoughts na yun. Pero, yun, I think I've learned this. Yun nga, wala namang deadline. Wala namang nagmamadali. Minsan nga lang nafe-feel natin na kailangan natin magmadali. Kasi
putang ina ng Facebook.
Oo. Like, putang ina ng
mga kaibigan
media natin
mas mayaman.
That's true. And, uy, sinabi din niya na madami din akong nakakausap na. Yun din yung nafe-feel nila pag nakakakita sila ng, you know, that's the reason why they activate their, right, their other social media accounts. Kasi, hindi na siya enriching sa kanila. Parang, nakaka-pressure, nakaka-
freaking boomer. Ano ah.
Pero, ironically, sa social media ko din natutunan na wala namang nagmamadali. Alam mo yon, wala nagmamadali. We all would have our time in the sun. We will all have our own season. We just have to, you know, continue on working on it.
Yeah. And blame capitalism.
Yeah. That too. And climate change, Charles.
And climate change.
And everything that
and
we,
like,
cannot control.
Stupid people in government. Yes.
But,
and
yeah,
like disinformation. Shut up. Yeah. By the way, gusto ko i-share sa'yo, Kesh, na this podcast is sponsored by BlendJet. Di ba nagamit mo yung BlendJet mo? Nagamit mo na, di ba?
Yes! Oh my God, I loved it so much kasi ako kasi, tamad kasi ako. Parang if it takes a lot of things to do, parang paano ko ba explain? Kasi di ba pag like gagawa ka ng shake, ang dami mong ililipat mo pa sa tumbler, tapos alam mo yun, huhugasan mo pa yung blender and all that shit. Dun sa BlendJet, it was so convenient kasi you just, you know, after you charge it,
yeah,
and it's already fully charged, you just put the stuff in there, blend it,
and then use it.
And then you can carry it and that's it. And then washing it is not a pain in the ass too.
Have you tried? Because I tried.
Yes, I have tried.
I tried.
So you just put water and then you just put dishwashing liquid. You turn on the blender again and then it's washed. That's it.
I know, right? For some reason, it takes off the ano.
Yeah, and para lang siyang yung size niya lang, yung regular tumbler lang, yung regular flask lang.
Yeah.
So it's very convenient to bring anywhere talaga. Hindi siya mabigat.
And what I love about it is it's also powerful. Kasi I tried having like a similar product na bili namin sa Divisoria. Tapos parang it, like pag may frozen fruit kang ilalagay, hindi na siya iikot. Pero kaya nung BlendJet kasi meron silang patented turbo jet technology na nandun sa BlendJet. Kaya, para sa mga nakikinig, kung gusto nyo, actually gusto namin matry nyo din, kaya meron kaming coupon code that you can use. All you have to do is go to blendjet.com and use our coupon code is this thing on 12, as in may number 12 kasi you get a 12% discount upon your checkout. Or kung tinatamad kayong mag-memorize ng code, pwede nyong i-click yung special code namin sa show notes, sa episode description, para diretso nang mag-a-apply yung code sa website. That is zen.ai/isthisthingon. Ayun lang!
Bangga.
Okay ka na ba?
Ano, favorite ko yung ano, balak kong bumili ulit. Kasi may isang collar na gustong-gusto ko talaga. Ang dami nilang design. Tapos lahat ang ano, cute.
Tsaka 5 days mo lang nakuha yung sayo, diba?
Mm-mm. Saglit lang talaga siya.
Yeah.
Oo.
Kasi they ship internationally. Anyways.
Yes.
Oo. Oh, Blendjet, tiba-tiba ka na. Naka-isang minuto na kami.
Pero yes, guys. We stand by it. It's a great product. Like, budol find talaga siya.
Yeah, yeah.
Get yours today.
Pag ganun. Oo, as in, huwag kakalimutan, is this thing on 12. Ayun.
Yes.
Anyways, I think that would be it for today's episode. Salamat, Kesh, sa pag-interview ng mga colleagues mo. Kasi like, kung hindi mo ginawa yun, hindi ako makaisa.
Hindi mo alam ang gagawin sa buhay
ko. Lalo nakatas lang ng work, bangag ako. Oh, at hindi ko alam ang gagawin sa buhay ko. At baka magmukmok na naman ako bago matulog. Kasi hindi ko na alam yung ginagawa sa buhay. Ayan.
Dami ka na naman ipaprocess.
Oh,
pero yeah, thank you also. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. We hope you liked it. Sana natulungan namin kayo mag-reflect or ewan. Kasi kami na pag-reflect talaga kami. Pero, yes. Again, if you'd like to reach out to us, you can always message our Facebook and Instagram accounts or our Twitter accounts. You can, you know, direct mention us. We love it when you mention us in your Instagram stories or your Facebook statuses. We love that so much. Thank you so much sa mga nagaganon. Like, kinikilig kami every single time. But yeah, also, if you want to reach out to us anonymously, if you want to share something, share a story, ask a question, anything at all you think that's worth sharing, we have the Google Forms link in our episode description in our show notes. Just click that. You'll see what you need to do and we'll read your letter.
Ayan. Maraming salamat, guys. Muli ako si Daryl.
At ako naman si Cash.
At ikaw ay nakikinig na.
Naka-on na to.
The podcast.
Alright, good take.